السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Dear brothers in Islam, we are very blessed to have the month of Ramadan, and also it is a great tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal that we are fasting and praying in the last 10 days and 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is already a special month. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Quran in this month. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact revealed previous books also in the month of Ramadan, like Zabur and Tawrat and Injil. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that He has revealed the book in the night of Qadr. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Laylatul Qadr, meaning this is a noble night, this is an honorable night, a special night. Allah Azza wa Jal chose this night for the revelation of the Quran. Ulama have said that this night was already noble prior to having the Quran revealed in it. It was already honorable. It was already special. Obviously, it became more special. It became more honorable because of the Quran being revealed in this month and because of the Quran being revealed in this night. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Quran in this night, and the Quran was also revealed throughout the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran is revealed in one go, and Quran is also revealed bit by bit. Slowly, one ayah at a time, one surah at a time, few ayahs at a time, and few surahs at a time. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ كَذَٰلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Why the Quran was not revealed in one go? You know, the people, they objected that the Quran should be revealed in one go. It should be in a compiled book as such, so that we have access to all of the book at once. Allah Azza wa Jal said, well, this is our decree, this is what we have decided, this is how we want it. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, so that we can strengthen your heart. Quran was revealed bit by bit in order to give taqwiya to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was already chosen one, he was already beloved one of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was already the best of the best of human being. So his heart was the purest of the pure. So this is the strengthening the heart of the believers. The command in the Quran for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually command for the believers. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he wanted the believers to increase in their iman, increase in their relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned two things in the Quran which can strengthen the hearts of the people. One is the Quran itself, that the more we recite the Quran, the more our iman increases. إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the ayat are recited, then they increase in their iman. So one thing that strengthens the hearts of the believers is the Quran itself, the ayat of the Quran. And that's why the Quran must be recited every day. I'm saying must in the sense of encouragement. So the Quran should be recited every day, even if we are busy, even if we are very, very occupied. even if we have so many things to do and so many things to juggle, it's still somehow we should squeeze, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. I asked Hazrat Mufti Sahab Damat Barakatuhum once, what is the minimum requirement for the tilawa of the Quran? That how much? Sometimes, you know, we get busy. Even as asatiza, as ulama, sometimes, unfortunately, we find ourselves very much occupied. So Hazrat said that some of the pious people, some of the awliya have mentioned that at least we should recite the Quran 3 minutes a day. At least we should recite the Quran. So 3 minutes, if you just stick to 3 minutes, believe me, that can go to 5 minutes, and then you will find yourself reading for 7 minutes, and perhaps you might read for 15 minutes, and you might finish one juz, and you don't even realize. So Quran must be recited every day in order to strengthen the iman and in order to strengthen the relationship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And because the Quran was also revealed in one go from Allah al-Mahfuz, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. The Quran was in Allah al-Mahfuz, and from there Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Quran to As-Sama al-Dunya. That all in one go. So we should also try our best, if possible, to read all of the Quran, at least, you know, once in our lifetime, that you dedicate the whole day to recite one Quran. You dedicate one whole night to recite all of the Quran in one go, if possible, because the Quran was revealed in both manners. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that He has revealed the Quran in the night of Qadr. Qadr, Qadr yani manzila, Qadr yani makana, Qadr yani status, value. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal has made this night, night of value, night of status, because it is valuable in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Qadr is also from Taqdeer. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran in many places the word Qadr for Taqdeer. Taqdeer yani to estimate, estimating Ajal, Arzaq, etc. And many other meanings of Qadr also have been mentioned. Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed the Quran in the night of Qadr. What is the night of Qadr? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. You can see that Allah could have mentioned right at the beginning, but Allah Azza wa Jal is introducing the night of Qadr and repeating the word لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. 3 times the word has been repeated in the same surah. This does not happen usually in the Quran. In the Quran, usually you do not have repetition of the same word, same vocabulary in one place. But this is to show the importance and the emphasis of the night of Qadr. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. This night is very special, very important, because it is better than 1,000 months. The common tafsir of 1,000 month is 1,000 month. 1,000 month is equivalent to 83 years and few more months. So basically, if a person prays in that night, he has prayed for that many years. Usually, a person lives for 60, 70 years. Amar ummati ma bayna 60 ila 70. The average lifespan of this ummah is between 60 to 70, globally. Some people, you know, if they live, mashallah, and if they stretch to 80, 85. So basically, praying in that night is praying for the entire life, from the time you are born until the time a person dies. And this is a huge and great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, which we could not even ask for. You know, if we were given the chance to ask, we would have said, Ya Allah, give me ibadah of 20 years. Give me ibadah of 30, 40 years. But Allah is so generous that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us what we cannot even ask for. That from the time you are born until the time we die, all of that ibadah can be written in one night. If it is tilawah of the Quran, tilawah of the Quran for the whole life. If it is praying for the whole life. If it is dhikr for the whole life. If it is istighfar for whole life. How many people can make istighfar for whole life? Right? If it is Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama salli ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. If it is Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the whole life. You know, there is nothing more beautiful than reciting Salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all our life. So this is the blessing Allah Azza wa Jalla has given because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw that the previous nations, they lived longer lives. In the past, people used to have longer lives. And they also used to dedicate their life for ibadah. Some people, they used to fast for years and years and years and years. Some people, they used to spend time in qiyam for years and years and years, decades they used to spend. And some people used to do jihad for years and years. This ummah, you know, has a very short lifespan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very much concerned how my ummah can compete with the previous nations. Because he wanted to see the ummah on the day of judgment competing with others. In fact, going ahead of everybody else. So Allah Azza wa Jal comforted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there is nothing to worry. In fact, we will give you until you are satisfied. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطُيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't have to worry, you are very special. You will get anything and everything you wish. Anything, everything you want. And we will give you until you are satisfied. So Allah Azza wa Jal, because of the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us this beautiful night, which is Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. But because Allah is merciful, Allah Azza wa Jal did not specify which night it is. Because if it was very much known and somehow people neglect, that would be disaster. That would be very dangerous. That knowingly if a person would neglect, knowingly if a person would miss Laylatul Qadr. So Allah Azza wa Jal kept it hidden. Allah kept it hidden so that if somebody, you know, ignores, Allah can still forgive him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla kept it hidden so that we work hard and we keep looking for it. One night, another night, one day, another day, one week, another week. And in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to do i'tikaf for tahari of Laylatul Qadr. And in the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that look for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 days, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And in some narrations, in the witr of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Some Sahaba radiyallahu anhum even used to take oath that 27th night is in Laylatul Qadr. Some Sahaba used to say that if a person would pray all night, he will find Laylatul Qadr. Because they did not want people to just sit back and relax. You pray every night, at least pray Isha with Jama'ah and Fajr with Jama'ah. All night, every night, you will find Laylatul Qadr. So both are correct. Saying that Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, that is there. It is on the 27th night, that is also possible. And also if a person prays every night throughout the year, that is also possible that he is likely to get Laylatul Qadr. That's why some ulama have said that Laylatul Qadr moves around. It does not settle and it does not stay in one place. And one of the beautiful things I have read that some ulama have mentioned, that some people for some reason they cannot fast in the month of Ramadan. And some people for some reason they cannot pray in the month of Ramadan. For example, say ladies, they do not pray in the month of Ramadan sometimes. They do not fast in the month of Ramadan sometimes. So how they are going to find Laylatul Qadr? So Allah Azza wa Jal has already made arrangements for everybody. So let's hope that the Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 days of Ramadan, it could be odd nights, it could be even nights. Because if the month is 30 days, then you start from 21st night. And if the month is 29 days, then you might start from 20th night. Allah Azza wa Jal has made it very, very much accessible and very much available. And the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal encompasses everybody. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us this beautiful week and this beautiful end of Ramadan the more we do in the month and the more we do in these last 10 days, the better. Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alf shahr. This night is very special because so many angels, they descend in order to comfort and in order to accompany and in order to encourage the believers who are praying and who are reciting, who are making dua and who are crying. Tanazzalul malaikatu wa ruh ruh, yani Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he descends on this night. And because of this, some ulama have said that they descend so much that actually there is no place. The entire earth gets filled with the angels. And Qadr also has a meaning of dhiq. Dhiq, yani the place gets occupied, the place becomes narrow. There is no, you know, place for people to move around. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. This night is very peaceful. This is the night of peace. This is the night of tranquility. This is the night to have some conversation with Allah Azza wa Jal, night to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, to ask for whatever you want. In fact, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever prays in the night of Qadr with Iman and Ihtisab. Iman and Ihtisab, these are the two conditions. Iman is yaqeen in Allah Azza wa Jal, yaqeen in the promises of Allah Azza wa Jal, yaqeen that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is very merciful, that Allah will forgive. If Allah is saying that I will forgive you, Allah will forgive. Allah will definitely forgive. Allah will certainly forgive. Ihtisaban, that a person keeps hope in the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared. So, you see, ihtisab and iman, this is the fuel. This is the energy behind the amal. If ihtisab is there, we will get motivation. If we are doing something and we don't know what we are doing, we don't know why we are doing, we don't know what we get out of it, then there is no energy behind. There is no motivation. There is no power to circulate. There is nothing to push. There is nothing to pull a person towards Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal has kept Iman and has kept Ihtisab. That's why we need to remind ourselves about these benefits of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to find, to look for Laylatul Qadr, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to find Laylatul Qadr ourselves and also our families and all the Muslims around the world. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.